Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kukuba kethixo abathembele kuwe bona abaya kudaniswa ekuseni siyakudumisa thixo siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova unguYehova ekuseni bawo unguYehova emini unguYehova la kutshona ilanga unguYehova sithemba sesingathemba ukholo lwethu thixo wethu luphantsi ukholo lwethu luphezulu uhlala uhleli awutshintshi awuguquki mzali wethu wokuqala siyakubulela ekuseni xa sisondela nkosi yamakhosi ebukhoneni bakho singena thixo wethu kwiindumiso zakho nkosi yamakhosi with thanks giving in our hearts ingene bukhoneni bakho thixo wethu ngendanduluko zovuyo sithi siyakubulela thixo wethu olungileyo ngoba wena uhleli inkosi yamakhosi kwisitulo kwisihlalo thixo wethu sobukhosi Lord uyabusa njalo kwinto zonke ngamaxesha onke kubantu bonke kwindawo zonke ukhona thixo wethu kwinyembezi ezehla eIndia ukhona thixo wethu kwizikhalo zabantwana bakho vakalayo nkosi emakhosi eSyria ukhona thixo wethu eSouth Africa nkosi yamakhosi xa kuphithene kuphithizela nkosi yamakhosi ukhona thixo wethu eZimbabwe nkosi yamakhosi uvizikhalo zabantwana bakho ukhona thixo wethu kwilizwe lakwaSirayeli nkosi yamakhosi xa bekhala bejonga kuwe ukhona thixo wethu eBhungeni nakumazwe nkosi yamakhosi ahlala qulunqa nkosi yamakhosi izinto ezimbi ngawe usolokukho na kwindawo zonke ngamaxesha onke umamele nkosi yamakhosi izikhalo zabantu bonke ekuseni namhlanje sithi siyakuphakamisa kenqununu yamazulu wena osisiqalo osisiphetho sobomi bethu wena thixo wethu owadala izulu nomhlaba wathi wakulidala sogqiba wabumba umuntu somandla wamtyala nkosi yamakhosi kwelilizwe libunjwe nguwe ngamazwi akho Namhlanje ekuseni siyabulela thixo namandla onke that we are reminded Lord God Almighty of the image nkosi yamakhosi that you created us into the original image the image of man that was supposed to be made in your image my father and so this morning as we come into your presence to worship and to exalt you to adore you mighty father And to lift you up, we want to thank you, King of Glory, that mighty Father, it is not by might nor by power that we even come into your presence. We are coming, mighty Father, through the gate who is Jesus Christ. We are coming, mighty God, because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We are coming because of the blood whose voice continues to speak a better word on our behalf. We are coming because of the blood of Jesus. We are coming because this voice. It carries a loudspeaker over the accuser of the brethren. It carries a loudspeaker over those mighty God who are workers of iniquity, over our lives and destinies, over the lives and destinies of nations. This morning we come to Namandla Onke. Because of the power of your love, which continues to draw us close to you, mighty Father. We want to thank you this morning, that we are not called, mighty Father, into service before we are called into holiness. We are not called, mighty Father, into producing works before we are called into intimacy. We are not called, to go out into the world before we are called to walk with you closely, watching after you, mighty Father, learning from you, laying down every weight of sin, releasing every burden. We are not called, mighty Father, to do mighty exploits before we are taught how to believe you, before we are taught to remain in the rest of the Lord, before we are taught, mighty Father, how to walk in faith, mighty Father, how to forsake unbelief, but to persist in our faith. Father, this morning we want to thank you, Thixo wethu olungileyo, that Lord God Almighty, you are here to strip us of our best works. You are here, Thixo wethu, to strip us of the need, Lord God, to fulfill the requirements of the law outside of Jesus Christ. You are here to strip us, mighty God, of the strength that we've got reserved to do mighty works in order to be accepted by you. But Lord,
Lord, you are here to fill us up with the faith, mighty God, that causes us to be pleasing before you. You are here, mighty God, to fill up our cup, that we may be able to believe that you are God and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. You are here, mighty Father, in our midst this morning to remind us and to reward us, Lord God Almighty, for the releasing of our burdens unto you. Lord, to give us the exchange of your peace, to give us the exchange of your rest, mighty Father. You are here, mighty God, this morning to reassure us, mighty Father, that those who believe in you, they shall never be disappointed. Tikola mandla onge, those who trust in you, mighty Father, they shall be like trees that are planted in the house of the Lord. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that we are here to learn from you. We are here to learn tikowe tumkubom cha woku tembela kuwe woku tanda wena. We are here to learn imikubemi cha tikowe tuwohamba according to your precepts. We are here to learn tikowe tumkubom cha woku kunula ngokunokomoya nakwenyaniso. We are here to learn umkubom cha ekseni tikona mandla onke of learning how to be pleasing before you. We are here to learn umkubom cha of knowing how to love you. This morning we want to ask you, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing before you, our Heavenly Father. We want to ask you this morning, Tikona Mandla Onge, give us a word that is necessary for the nourishment and the edification of those, mighty God, who come to listen to you speak. Give us a word this morning, mighty God, that will comfort, mighty God, the brokenhearted. Give us a word this morning, mighty God, according to your commissioning, Tikowetu, in the book of Isaiah 61. Where you declare, Nkosi Yamakhosi, that the Spirit of the Lord, a sovereign Lord, is upon me, because the Lord has anointed us to proclaim the good news to the poor. This morning we are asking you, Lord God Almighty, won't you give us the good news to proclaim to the poor? Lord, you have sent us to bind the brokenhearted. Won't you give us the hands, mighty Father, that are able to bind the brokenhearted? Lord, to proclaim freedom to the captives. Lord, won't you give us, take away to the necessary roadmap and equipment to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Father, we want to thank you this morning that you would give us all that is necessary to comfort those who mourn and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow upon them a crown of beauty and instead of ashes, the oil of joy, instead of mourning, a garment of praise, and instead of a spirit of despair, Lord, a garment of praise. We want to thank you today, this morning, that you are giving somebody the reassurance that they shall indeed be called the sons of the oaks of righteousness, who have been sent to stand tall, tikonamandla onge, a planting of the Lord, who has been planted to display the glory of God. This morning we want to thank you, as we come into your presence, that mighty God, nobody comes into your presence unless they have been invited by you. And so this morning, we want to thank you, Lord God, as we declare that this is the day that you have made, my Heavenly Father. We are glad this morning and we rejoice in it. Sisithi ngwele ngwele, uyingwele Thixo wethu olungileyo, mawukuzalwe kabutsha ezinhlizweni zethu, sikuve kabutsha, sikunqule kabutsha, sikuthande kabutsha, Thixo wethu namandla onke, ulungile kuseni.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Father, you are truly worthy of our praise this morning, my Heavenly Father. We want to thank you so much, my Lord, that you do not give up on us. We want to thank you so much, my Father, that even to when our hearts are hard, you continue, you persist, mighty God. You knock on the doors of our heart. This morning, mighty God, we are overwhelmed, mighty Father, with the revelation of our sinfulness as mankind, as a generation. We are overwhelmed, Tikona Mandla Onge, with the reality, mighty God, and the realization of just how much we have defied, mighty Father, your precepts. Just how much, Lord God Almighty, we have taken light your instruction. Just how much we have chosen to obey the whims of our own flesh, mighty God, instead of doing your will. We are overwhelmed at the thought, mighty Father, of how much it would have hurt you as a parent to see us, mighty God, actively disobeying your word. The Bible tells us that there are realms, mighty God, to the effectiveness of the word in our lives. The first is hearing it, mighty God, so that our faith may be activated. The second one is doing it, mighty God, so that there can be the fruit of the word. Mighty Father, we want to thank you this morning that you are letting it be known to us that we are a people who hear your word and we do not do it. Little Zulako Tikotuna Mandla Onge, the person who hears your word and doesn't do it is no different from the person who walks to the mirror to look at what they look like, and when they turn away, they have forgotten. Today, Tikotuna Mandla Onge, we are barren of fruit. We have no fruit to show because we are not doers of the word. And yet your word tells us, mighty Father, that faith without works is dead. At best, we want to do works in order to be accepted by you instead of allowing, Lord God, our faith to produce the works of righteousness. This morning, is that we want to become demigods. We refuse and we shun the image of the Most High God, but we want to become demigods. And that is why, Lord God Almighty, there is dryness across the land. That is why even the best preachers, when they speak your word, akuzwakali, because we want to be demigods. That is why, my Father, even the ones, Lord God, whose ears are inclined to you, the prophets, Lord God, who speak, because we have defied, Lord God Almighty, the requirement of being sons and daughters, of being led by your spirit. We want to present works so that the praise can come to us. And this morning, my Father, in your presence this morning, ibandla lakho liyazisola, Nkosi yamakhosi. This morning we thought our problems were simple, but today we recognize that actually our problems are not simple. Our problems are serious, my Father. We want to ask you to go to this morning, won't you plant in us, mighty God, a plantation of the Lord that is going to cause, my Father, for us, Lord God, to be convicted unto righteousness. Won't you plant the seed of your word deep in our hearts to cleanse and to redeem, my Father, this morning. Ngegama lika Yesu Christu, you are worthy of our praise. Mighty Father, we want to thank you for rebuking us. We want to thank you this morning, mighty God. Kubanzima xa ungasathethi Thixo wethu olungileyo. Kubanzima Nkosi makhosi when we can no longer hear you. Kubanzima mzali wethu xa sawukhalele. This morning we want to thank you that you are still speaking. We want to thank you, King of Glory. Little izwi lakho, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the churches. And this morning, mighty Father, iskhalo sakho luthando lethu loqala Thixo namandla
onke that we used to love you. But right now, mighty Father, asisakuthandi Thixo wethu, sithanda thina. We have become exactly what was predicted to by Paul to Timothy. In those last days, perilous times will come where people will be lovers of themselves and they will be lovers of money. They will hold the form of godliness but forsake its power. This morning, mighty Father, we recognize that that is exactly what we have become. We have become a people who glory in only a form of godliness, my Father, so that we are not rebuked by men. Lord God Almighty, we are satisfied by playing church. We are satisfied by looking like church, but there is no power to effect change, mighty God, that will cause nations to repent, that will cause, mighty God, the sick to be healed, that will cause the crippled, mighty Father, to be delivered. There is no change, there is no power to cause the wayward to come back home to repent and to give their lives to Christ. Oh, Nkosiyama Khosi, isikhwele sakho sinzima kuthe kuseni, isikhwele sakho Thixo wethu sinzima kuthe kuseni, mzali wethu, mawuvakala uncokola nathi ekuseni Thixo wethu. Oh, mighty Father, khawuguqule impilo zethu, siguqule ekuseni bawo, siguqule ekuseni Thixo wethu. Little izwi lakho, mighty God, abo, mighty Father, abawubizwa ngegama lakho, mighty Father, we want to thank you this morning that indeed, mighty Father, we are called by your name this morning. Lithi ke bawo ilizwi lakho Thixo wethu, when you shut up the heavens, mighty Father, when you shut up the heavens this morning, mighty Father, Lord God Almighty, and when your people, and then there is no rain, Thixo namandla onke. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that your word remains true. When you shut up the heavens and there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send plagues amongst us, if my people who are called by my name, this morning, that we are still the core that is called by your name, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, says the Lord, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears will be attentive to the prayers offered in this place, hallelujah. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart shall forever be there. Yes, you are worthy of the praise. This morning we lift up our voices to worship and to adore you. And Father, we want to thank you this morning that consciousness is returning to those who are called by your name, to those who are going astray, to those who are forgetting that they are called by your name. Identity is being restored. Conviction is being restored. We want to thank you this morning. Little is we ought to contend for the faith, mighty Father. So this morning we are contending for the souls of the righteous. We are contending for the soul of the church. We are contending, mighty Father, for the soul of nations. We are contending even for the soul of South Africa this morning. But we want to thank you, Tikoweto, that we choose not to stand in your way. When it is time for your wrath, mighty Father, we ask only that you would hear our prayer. We ask only, mighty Father, that you would protect us from the time of your wrath, mighty Father, and you will cause us to remain in your temple, to remain under the shadow of your wings, to remain, mighty God, in the shelter of the Most High. This morning, mighty Father, we want to thank you this morning, in Nkosi Emakhosi phambi kwakho. Nyoko, when we recognize what we have become. In fact, we have become exactly what we have been preaching about. We, Lord, uti in the book of Micah, in haki is not with the people. The problem I have, says the Lord, is with you, my priests, you, those whom I have called to shepherd my, oh my God, this morning, oh my God, this morning, Tikowethu, won't you teach us, Lord God Almighty, apho siphambuke khona, salahlekana nomendo, Thixo namandla onke, we ask that you open again the book of life, and you scribble our names, mighty God, and you rewrite our destiny, and teach us afresh how to be leaders, and teach us afresh how to be stewards this morning of the gospel of your people, of everything that you have given us, of the teraphim, of the riches of the land, how to be a steward, mighty Father, of your heart over the earth of the kingdom of God, how to be a steward this morning of the sacred things of God, how to be a steward, my Father, of your holiness, oh my God, this morning, how to be a steward of the mysteries of God. How to walk circumspectly, sikhulunyathela, uhamba in your presence, mighty God. Oh, siyacela mzali, siyacela kuseni Thixo wethu olungileyo, siyakucela sikucenga Thixo namandla onke, siyakucela Nkosi yamakhosi, khawukusifundise kabutshe kuseni mzali wethu olungileyo, ngegama likaYise unyana nelomoya ingcwele. We pray this morning, mighty God, praising you, worshiping you, thanking you for hearing and answering our prayers in Jesus' mighty name.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Amen, amen. Eze, you are worthy of the praise. Nathaniel Bassey coming through this morning, my family, bringing us to 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. Good morning. If you've just joined us, we are on 0826572729. We are going to be taking your calls and we are going to be taking your prayers this morning, Bazalwane. You know, entlizweni yam this morning, kubekeke kakhulu, you know, there is a heaviness. And I know that this heaviness is the heaviness, you know, yomthwalo wesono, Bazalwane. We are kweleta uThixo this morning. We are kweleta umzali wethu this morning. We are kweleta uThixo, you know, about how we have neglected the altar of prayer in our own lives, in our own personal lives. We've neglected the altar of prayer because we are overwhelmed by the heaviness of the realities of suffering that we see around us, Bazalwane. And so we've neglected the altar of prayer. And when we neglect the altar of prayer, what happens is that we start becoming cold and dry. We walk away from our first love and we begin relying on our own works, on our own flesh, Bazalwane. We begin relying on yesterday's grace. We forsake the manna for today when we no longer persist in the place of prayer. So this morning, we just want to invite you again to rekindle that altar of prayer in your own house, to rekindle that altar of prayer in your own heart. And if you can stop this thing of listening, you know, there's many prayer platforms now. People are praying all over, you know, and this is what we have done. We are relying on listening to other people pray and we feel satisfied because we feel like our soul is being fed. But actually, it is your own prayer muscle that you ought to strengthen by praying you yourself. And so this morning, Barcelona, that we've become lovers of ourselves. We are too afraid of suffering. We are too afraid of anything that is going to shift us from this place of comfort. It's all about comfort, soft life, comfort, comfort, comfort. This is all we are all about. And this morning we are quiet because the problem with not surrendering our lives to God, Bazalwane, is that we constantly want to protect these things that make us feel comfortable at the expense
of being pruned by God at the expense of the word of God being a sword to chisel places and things in our lives that cause us to walk to be a lover of oneself is because then you start seeing yourself better, you start evaluating yourself better. I start seeing myself as better than I am, I actually am, and when I start seeing myself better, ngiyakhukhumala angisezwa nokuthi uNkulunkulu uthini, uthi uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nami bengikhuluma ngiyaphendula makukhuluma uNkulunkulu. That is the problem, bazalwane, ngokuzithanda mina and not allow the love of God to flow through me, to love me and for me to learn how to love God because he has loved me first. It is a problem. Uyakhweleta uThixo namhlanje ekuseni bazalwane, uyakhweleta ubawo, khweleta uThixo about the priesthood that has forsaken the responsibility of stewarding his sheep, of stewarding ubungcwele, of stewarding places of worship, of stewarding the God, the purity of the gospel. Uyakhweleta uThixo namhlanje. Ah, uyakhweleta uThixo namhlanje. You know, bazalwane, uyalindwa uThixo. Let me just share this with you. Uyalindwa uThixo. I cannot even begin to explain to you the mistakes that we make when we choose to go ahead of God. People, these as we speak, they are in marriages that are painful and hard. It's toil every day. Because you walked into that marriage ahead of God, who says to us, I will go before you and level the mountains. Oh my God, I will go before you and make the crooked path straight. I will go before you and break down the bars of iron. There are some of us who are in ministries, who started ministries ahead of God. But we were hearing the voice of our own flesh because we have become lovers of ourselves. And now we are struggling because there is no grace, because we walked into it prematurely. And now the load is heavy because we had not perfected how to lay down our lives. We had not perfected how to lay down and exchange our burden for his yoke, which is easy. Oh, bazalwane, uyalindwa uThixo, uyalindwa uThixo, uyalindwa uThixo ekuseni, even if it seems as if he's not coming through. But the one who begins the good works, he sees it to completion. Look at the story of Saul. The Bible tells us clearly, bazalwane, ukuthi uSaul ingxaki yakhe was that he could not wait for Samuel. He could not wait at the place where he was, oh my God, this morning. And he began raising up ungodly fires. He began operating in a mantle that was not yet given unto him. Oh my Father, he began operating and presenting sacrifices outside of his mandate. And the Lord said, andizukwazi, I cannot, because if you are going to shepherd my people, if you are going to be the king of my nation, you need to learn how to navigate this road with me, taking every step after me, walking according to my pace, walking according to my timing, learning to wait for me, even when it seems like I'm not answering, choosing to remain in the place of praise, choosing to remain in the place of worship, even if it seems like I'm doing the opposite of what you are asking me, choosing instead to remain under the shadow of the Almighty. Ah, if you're going to shepherd my people, you cannot go before me and want to perform and produce works of the flesh just so you can receive a reward from people, because kuyisinengiso ukuthemba abantu, kuyisinengiso uqalisekile othemba lakhe likubantu litshilizwi likaThixo. This morning, bazalwane, may we learn. May we learn from the life of Saul this morning. May we learn from the life of Saul. May we learn, mighty God, may we learn this morning in Jesus' mighty name. May we learn, mighty God, that it is better, mighty Father, to obey you than to offer sacrifices. Lord, may we learn that a broken heart and a contrite spirit you will not reject. May we learn this morning, my Father. Father, we are praying in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hey,
from your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, Join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.